Good morning. The storm system that brought the clouds and wind yesterday is departing over the Canadian Maritimes. High pressure building in overnight, now this morning, leading us to a dry start to the day. Clouds are still hanging on pretty tough this morning, but they'll tend to break up, especially later this morning and into the afternoon, bringing us a return to sunshine. Less wind than yesterday and somewhat cooler air, but still for this time of year well above normal with highs in the middle and upper 40s on average. Tonight, that high pressure will give way to the next storm currently moving through the Midwest and toward the Great Lakes. On this track, we'll be on the milder side of the storm again, so as clouds increase, temperatures will only be allowed to drop back into the middle and upper 30s, even some lower 40s by tomorrow morning, as a few scattered showers break out by sunrise. That storm system will make its closest approach and through the region tomorrow during the day. Scattered showers will lead to a steadier rain in the afternoon and through the evening, but temperatures will be unseasonably mild again out ahead of this system, with highs averaging around 50. No frozen precipitation with this system for our area. Showers will wind down late at night Thursday night, and Friday will go back to partly sunny skies. It'll be breezy and cooler behind this system with just a couple of passing leftover showers and highs in the middle 40s. The coldest air of the season will build in for the weekend. Still not too terribly cold, with highs in the lower to mid-30s Saturday. With a gusty northwest wind, this will produce scattered lake-effect squalls past Canajoharie and out toward Utica and Syracuse, with just a few flurries for the rest of interior New York and New England on Saturday afternoon, and then upper 30s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. It looks like we'll have another warming trend as we head into the early part of next week, with highs back into the 40s on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories remain in effect for much of the northern plains and upper Midwest. A storm heading out of the Corn Belt and into the Great Lakes will produce snow, adding up to as much as 5 to 10 inches in these areas. Meanwhile, another storm will approach the Pacific Northwest. Winter storm watches have been issued for the higher terrain in Washington and Oregon for ice and snow, and flood watches are out again closer to the coast. Snow totals in the Cascades could exceed 20 inches with this next storm, with another 3 to 7 inches of rain possible in the foothills down to the coast. And Melor has weakened to a tropical storm off the west coast of the Philippines, about 90 miles northwest of Manila. Further weakening is expected, and the storm is forecast to dissipate by the end of the week. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Island Lake, Manitoba, Canada, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Fukuoka Airport in Japan at 5 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 19 degrees with a north wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 2 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 32, 70% relative humidity. The northwest wind at 7 miles per hour and the barometer at 30.09 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Brooks County and Edinburgh, both in Texas, to a low of 15 below zero at Grand Canyon, Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 50, Boston mostly sunny in the lower to mid-40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy skies with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 61 degrees, the low 42. The average temperature, 52, that's 23 degrees above normal. 0.04 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, now 1.08 inches, which is 0.46 below normal. And 36.06 inches for the year, which is 1.90 inches of precipitation below normal. Zero snowfall again yesterday, which is the total for the month, putting us 5.6 inches of snow below normal for December, and just a trace for the season, which is 8.7 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 21, the record high, 55, set in 1971, and the record low, 11 below zero, in 1917. Sunrise this morning, 7:19 a.m., sunset this evening at 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with a few showers by morning and lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight with a few showers possible by morning and lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs reaching the mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight with just a few showers possible by morning and lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. We'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds through the day today with highs in the mid-40s, increasing clouds tonight with a couple of showers possible by morning and lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, thickening clouds with rain becoming more likely through the afternoon and into the evening near 50. Partly sunny, breezy, and cooler Friday with a passing shower mid-40s. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold Saturday. Some snow flurries and even some heavier squalls out toward Lake Ontario. Highs in the lower to mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds in the upper 30s Sunday. Chance of a shower Monday back into the 40s and mid to upper 40s with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.